Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to the new Africa Business Association and all the listeners for the Black Wall Street USA. We've got several calls in already, and I am going to make sure we find out who we are. But before I do, I want everyone to know that you are reaching us through the Blog Talk Radio show that comes on every Wednesday from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We have several great hosts to talk about several wonderful issues. We have people who want to introduce themselves to the public. But you should know, you will hear as the program continues, telephone numbers, email addresses, and websites. So make sure you have your pen and pencil ready to take down these notes. My name is Shalora Williams. I'm one of the hosts. And I just want to make sure I know if I have any other hosts online right now. Do I have any other hosts online right now? They'll be coming on pretty soon. But do I have Joyce or Bernice or Bynum? Do I have anybody yet that are hosts?
Joyce is here.
Hello, Joyce. Joyce, hey. Introduce yourself real quick, and then we're going to go ahead and listen to our visitors.
This is Joyce Williams with the Entrepreneurship Series.
All right. Thank you, Joyce, for coming on and hold on and help me talk to everybody that are listening. Now, I just heard the name from Taika?
Taika Adams.
Taika, area code 405. I got another area code 302. What's your name?
Celestine Light. L-Y-G-H-T is the last name spelling.
Would you say it a little louder for me?
Celestine Light, L-Y-G-H-T, last name spelling.
Okay. All right. Thank you for calling in. Hold on for a minute. I got a 713. What's your name? 713 area code.
Yes, Shalonda Claiborne, also known as Shy. I was invited by Miss Eartha Stone.
Hi, Shy. How you doing?
I'm well. Thank you for having me.
All right. Well, you just stay on. We got a whole list to go through. I want to welcome anybody who calls so everybody feels welcome. I am so blessed, and we're blessed to be part of the New Africa Business Association and the Black Wall Street USA. We also have Bilal Bynum. You're on, right, Bilal?
Yeah, I'm on vacation.
All right, just hold on there, but keep listening. We have someone from area code 539. What's your name?
Baba.
Baba? Hello?
Oh, sorry, I'm 918, Tulsa, Oklahoma, Billy Parker, Black Wall Street.
All right, we got some. All right, but we also have someone from 539. Who? What's your name?
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. It's a new area code for us. My name, I'm in Tulsa, Oklahoma also. My name is Rahima Rahim.
Okay, Rahima. All right, that's great. Now we have another one from 405721. What is your name?
This is Joyce Williams.
Oh, Joyce, that's your call. All right, we got last one, 832. What is your area code, 832?
Larry Smith, invited.
Hello, Larry.
By Miss Stone also.
All right. Welcome, all of you who have been invited by Miss Stone. We have a great show. We also want to give you an opportunity to introduce yourself, and if you have a business, to say something about your business. But we will have, I think, the two headlines tonight. One is called do for self or self-destruction is the solution. Now, that's powerful in itself. Joyce, will you, okay, will you hold on there? We got somebody who you brought in that you introduced. I want to hear from that person first. Hello?
Oh, yes. I was going to introduce her, but she's on here, Tasika.
Yes, I'm here.
All right, Tasika, tell us about yourself.
Okay, well, my name is Tasika Adams. I am a local business owner. I am also an entrepreneurship instructor for a local career tech. And at this career tech, we teach our juniors and seniors basically the fundamentals of starting and maintaining a business. So we are encouraging the trend of entrepreneurship amongst younger individuals so that they are able to go out into the industry and recognize certain opportunities and take advantage of those to start building themselves independently.
Okay. All right. Joyce, you have anybody else you want to introduce?
Well, not this evening. I was just going to have Tasika as my guest for this evening.
Okay.
But I have the young men who will be on next week and the following week.
All right. All right. So the other person, sorry, we have. Let's get the introductions out of the way. 302-652. Go ahead and tell us about yourself and how you came about listening to us.
I heard about this event through my sister friend Bernice Swan. I am an educator teaching at the college level, and I also teach at FAME Forum to Advance Minorities in Engineering. Additionally, I'm a church musician, and I also am a service provider for nursing homes, where I go into nursing homes and play the piano and keyboard, playing classical music, gospel music, and hymns. So those are the things that I do.
Well, welcome to this blog radio show, and anybody who's online right now, what we would like to make sure happen is that you write down this information so that you do not lose it. First, the telephone number, which is easier to give to you as far as I am concerned. The number is 657-383-1372. You call that number on Wednesdays while we're talking. You can join in. You can ask questions, etc. Now, I'm hoping that your goal is the same as the team's goal or the host's goal, and that is to promote the New Africa Business Association and Black Wall Street, because when we promote these two entities, they promote us. I'm going to go further down to 713-566 and ask that person to quickly introduce themselves and, again, their name.
Yes, this is Shalonda Claiborne, also known as Shy, from Houston, Texas.
You are so welcome. Now, what do you do, Shy?
Yes, ma'am. I am a radio show host here in Houston on GospelRadioNation.com, Shiloh Radio Motivational Mondays, 7 to 9 a.m., and also on Motivational Thursdays on the legendary KYLK, also here in Texas, one of the longest Black-owned radio stations here in Texas as well. It's a gospel station, both stations, and I'm just here to encourage, inspire, and ignite the fire inside of others through the Word of God. And since this pandemic, my husband and I, after he got laid off, decided that we were never going to be dictated by a job ever again. So we have been gotten licensed in the financial industry, and our goal is to help other families in our community to become properly protected, debt-free, and financially independent by educating what money looks like and what we should be actually doing with our money.
Well, we want you to expand that to the audience of the New Africa Business Association and the Black Wall Street USA. That's great. That is great. Now we have 8-6-7. Introduce yourself real quick and say a couple of words.
Yes, peace and blessings. My name is Rahima Rahim. I'm the editor of Black Wall Street
to Tulsa North, and I'm hoping to open up a mediation clinic for men very soon, young men. Thank you.
Oh, that's too quick. Tell us a little bit more about yourself.
Well, I've been asked by Dr. Carter of Black Wall Street America to head the Oklahoma division of the Black Wall Street. You know, we're trying to get them in every state, and he's asked me to head that. But we also want to have our own, along with Billy Parker's on the line and Joyce. We're all in Oklahoma. We want to have our we're restarting the new Black Wall Street also.
All right, that's just fantastic. All right, we've got 405-721. You're next. 405-721.
Is that Joyce?
Yeah, I guess so. All right, we're going to move to 918-770.
Hi, my name is Billy Parker from Tulsa, Oklahoma, Black Wall Street
Billy.
Market. And what we
how
do
are
here,
you?
I'm fine. How are you today?
Great, great, great. So go ahead. What do you do now?
What we do is we have a community pride farmers market. We got a 3-acre farm where we grow vegetables and stuff, and sell, host for the community. We are a store where we teach our kids culture and history about themselves, and have a store to sell African American products. In the future, we're going to teach our kids. We're going to do Kwanzaa out here every day. It's just a gathering place for, like back in the day, community, for the community. I bought a 3-acre farm here, and what we're doing is we might have Zoom things out here. It's just a lot of things. We're going to have a Black Wall Street Museum out here, and food at the table, and so many different things we're doing out here.
Wonderful, wonderful. We're glad that you are with us tonight, and we're moving now to 832-816.
Yes. Yes, my name
Hello?
Is Larry Smith.
Hello, Larry
Hello.
Smith. How are you tonight?
I'm great. I'm great. I was introduced to you guys by Miss Erta Stone, also of Black Wall Street. And I'm assistant pastor of my church, and I have a transition center here in Houston, where we help those newly released incarcerating men to adopt back into our society as responsible members of our communities. And just last week I received a guy that had been locked up for 37 years. And when I first spoke to him, what came to my mind is that, and I asked him, I said, have you ever used a cell phone? That I never touched one. And that we help these people in these areas. Because it's
all
a
right.
challenge for even myself, if it wasn't for my grandkids and my daughters, to keep up with the pace of our society and how fast things are transitioning. You get these men who have been incarcerated for a long time. They become also institutionalized in their language, their communication, and their lack
and
of
you know what?
Technology
and
ability.
And you know what? I'm glad that you're on this radio show tonight, and probably each and every night. I'm glad you are listening to our show for the future. But I got to move on. I got two more new people who've come on, and let me go to them real quick. And it is 302-836.
Hello,
3028. Yes.
Hello, Ms. Williams. This is Bernice Swan.
All right, Bernice. Just a quick tell everybody who you are real quick, and then we'll get back to you, Bernice.
All right, dear. Bernice Swan, educator. And, of course, my topic along the lines of education involves effective ways to educate our children and ourselves. And if time permits tonight, I'd like to present my part one of that series, the role and responsibilities
right.
of parents as a child's first teacher.
All right. And we've got We've got 301-332.
Hi, this is Gina Baker.
Gina, how are you?
Hi, I'm Gina Baker. My company is Baker Financial Services. I do accounting and bookkeeping and taxes for small businesses, individuals, located outside of Atlanta, Georgia.
I'm just glad to have you with us. We'll be back to you. Now, we also have 202-903. Hello, 202-903.
Yes, greetings. This is Abdul Aziz Shaheed tuning in.
Abdul, how are you?
Oh, fantastic, fantastic. Enjoying this Ramadan and this fast. And I decided I'd better listen in on y'all and listen to this beautiful program. Hope everything and pray everything's going well.
Well, we've got several call in new people, and let's tell you what our goal is. Our goal is to have a discussion, to meet you, to invite you to join the membership of our organizations, and to get you to have a presentation on in the future, one of your topics. And we're going to start tonight. I think. Our title here says "Do for Self or Self Destruction is the Solution," and Bernice, is that your topic, or is that Joyce's topic?
That could be Joyce's.
Joyce, is that your topic tonight?
Oh, my topic is entrepreneurship training.
Okay, well, it's somebody's topic. Let's see. Hello. Bilal?
Yeah, Bilal made that topic.
Okay, so let's work with this topic. Let's just work with it.
That we're going to have for Malcolm?
No, Malcolm starts next weekend. So, I mean, next Wednesday. Do for self or
self-destruction.
Yes, he is. He's quiet though. Do for self or self-destruction is the solution. Business is our independence. Stop spending over trillions of dollars each year on outside businesses that discriminate, shoot you down, and put you in prison. Business is our power. Become vested and have a vested interest in each other by opening businesses jointly and with each other. We invite all of you. So for a few minutes, we're going to listen to Joyce Bynum Williams on entrepreneur training, and then we're going to ask a few questions. Bernice, we're going to work you in, and then we're going to have everybody else have another round of conversation. So hold on, everybody. Don't leave us. All right, go ahead, Bernice.
Did you want Bernice or Joyce?
I'm sorry. Go ahead,
yes,
Joyce.
Bernice.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Joyce. Go ahead.
Because Bernice, are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay, then I'll turn my time over to you.
All right, thank you. Good evening, everyone. I am Bernice Swan, retired educator, and as I said earlier, my series is on effective ways to educate our children and ourselves. And part one tonight, which I hope to take about hopefully 10 minutes of your time to delve into the role and responsibilities of parents as a child.
We won't have
teachers.
That much time. We won't have that. Yet
okay,
to...
dear. Well, stop me, Ms. Williams, when you know that you have others to present.
Okay, great.
As part of my presentation, I'm going to deal with somewhat in an unexpected way, maybe even shocking, the idea of the before conception even begins, we already have learning or a platform for learning and groundwork already established for our children. And so I say again, a child's learning has already been affected even before conception, and it will continue until their death. So I'm going to focus first on the two known life stages of human life, and that is the preborn stage and, of course, the born stage, to better understand how learning happens during those two stages biologically and environmentally. And to establish when does learning begin, we must first question exactly when does life begin. So my response to that question is not based on scientific or philosophical, academic, or debated reasoning, but my answer to that question is instead based on a scripture, two of them, as a matter of fact, Hebrews 7:10 and Jeremiah 1:5, which both say that the Creator identifies life as the sperm in the loins of the biological father. Therefore, human life itself does not begin, but instead already exists in sperm life in its first and most fragile stage of development. In that case, the biological father already has a very critical reproduction responsibility even before the pregnancy occurs, namely healthy sperm. Healthy offspring is more likely. That is why one of my presentations identifies sperm as the first of all 15 human life cycles that will be discussed in my future presentations and partly in this one. The first four and earliest stages of pre-human development, that is the pre-born human development, are the sperm stage, the zygote stage, which is the fertilized egg, the embryo, and finally the fetus stage. These are the pre-born stages. Learning during these first four human developmental stages has already begun by heredity and by the environment, and therefore requires much paternal and maternal responsibility, because the newborn baby will bring the prenatal learning experiences to the next three stages of learning development, which are the newborn stage, the infant stage, and the toddler stage. The quality of learning during these two very critical learning development stages will either positively or negatively affect the child's introduction to the more formal learning stages, and they are the preschool stage and the early childhood stage. The fourth and final learning stages that involve the parents as teachers are the pre-adolescent stage and finally the adolescent stage. However, these two adolescent learning stages will have the environment compete with and definitely affect and even outweigh the former learning stages from the parents. Direct responsibility usually ends as the parent, of course, as teacher, during the remaining final four stages. It's obvious because now the child is going from a youth into adulthood, and so you have the young adult stage, the middle age stage, the older adult stage, and the senior adult stage, where the child is pretty much now grown into the area of self-assumption for learning. So we begin again with the question, when does learning begin for the child? I respond by saying learning, and also the IQ, for the preborn child starts before conception in the genetic traits of the natural father with sperm, as well as in the inherited genetic traits from the biological mother in the egg, in the reproductive system, in the gestation environment, and genetic traits that she will contribute to the child. Although determining the best reproductive partner is not always possible, for the sake of the offspring, such choice is most advantageous for the child's potential learning. Even though genetic and environmental factors have confines beyond control in most cases, for the sake of the offspring, wise choice will supersede random sexual behavior and choice. After all, learning starts as a zygote, and it continues through the preborn gestation period by responding to what it is fed, what it hears, what it reacts to, and its familiar and unfamiliar sounds, voices, how it reacts to the mother's emotional state, and any intrusion on its environmental womb. Not only is this very important to feed the brain before birth, but the parent must also avoid negative and vulgar language, avoid unhealthy foods, avoid alcoholic beverages, avoid nicotine, avoid addictive drugs, avoid vulgar music, Avoid vulgar media. Avoid and limit any contact with negative people and negative stimuli. So, since the learning process for the preborn baby has already started, from sperm to embryo stage and the postborn from newborn to toddler, it's now going to continue and expand on what has already been exposed to it in its early growing phases. By the time the child reaches preschool, early childhood, the never-ending stimuli is still necessary. So healthy nutrition is going to be most critical to feed the brain and rapidly growing body. The physical contact must be positive and motivational. Reading is essential to the baby while it's still in the womb, and later that reading process must continue throughout all of the stages. The senses must be well acquainted to sight, touch, smell, sound, shapes, colors, and the natural environment. If such stimuli is not introduced before the preschool and then continues, the child is already at very serious disadvantages and even at risk. Much intervention will become necessary to hopefully at that point redirect the learning deficiencies in an attempt to avoid many ensuing learning problems destined to emerge not only at the adolescent stages but also into the adult life. So in conclusion, the responsibility of the parent as the child's first teacher must be taken very seriously, because the parent's influence on the earliest learning experience of the offspring, inherited and acquired, will have its lifelong impact. The Proverb 22:6 scripture reminds us, train up your child in the way that he or she should go, and when he is old, he or she will not depart from it. So again, I say thank you, New Africa Business Association, for allowing me this opportunity to speak. And if the listeners have any questions or comments for me, I'd be pleased to respond.
That's a wonderful beginning, because I'm going to ask my lady from who has her own farmer's market, Billy Parker, I believe. She has a farmer's market, and so you grow vegetables and so forth, and how, you said 3 acres?
Miss Williams,
uh-huh.
May I?
Did you say 3 acres?
Yes, we have 3 acre farm. What it is in our community and what we do in here, we have a farmer's market called Community Pride Farmer's Market. We have a flea market out here. We have even a store where we sell African-American products, all kind of books, everything like that. Anything that deals with our culture, our nature, our, and we're
all right.
In the future, we're teaching our kids. We're going to open up a little school out here to teach our children how to have GED classes and different things for our kids.
All right. Mr. Bynum, you were trying to get in.
Yes, about Ms. Swan's presentation and all of these educators we have on it. First, let me introduce myself. I am Bilal Masadiq Bynum. I am the director, CEO of the New Africa Business Association. I've also been appointed to be the director of the Northeast Region for Black Wall Street. So all of you that are in the region from North Carolina all the way up to Connecticut, that is the region that they're asking to see if I can participate in. I ask you to join so we can all get to know each other and grow our businesses. My question for Ms. Swan and all of you educators, 90% of all the teachers in this country are white. So how is it that such a large number is teaching our kids? How can our kids get the substance that you are? And I'm saying, I know what you're saying. I mean, it's so important, because it was reported just recently that the kids between ages of 4 to 12 years old, African American kids are committing suicide at a 3-to-1 ratio over the white kids, and this is because African-American kids get no support from nobody. So, again, how is it that we can change that situation? Because it's so important. You educators are our beginning. You educators are the reasons why we can do anything successful. We need our educators. So, again, that's my That's my question to all of you educators. How the 90% of the public schools being white teachers, how can that 10% or fewer are these important lessons for our kids?
Okay. We have another educator at, we have 302-652. Are you still with us?
Yes, I am.
Would you like to take on that little question there?
Yes, I'll speak on that to some extent. I think that our children or youth, I should say, of color are not going into the teaching profession because it is not lucrative enough as they see it. Teachers do not make the kind of salary that they are entitled to due to the kind of education that they have, their experiences, and so forth. So our children are not going into education. They're going to fields where they feel that they can make more money. I have supervised student teachers for the University of Delaware and also as a high school teacher, and I have never, ever had a black student teacher under my direction. So I feel at a loss because I have not been able to let them know about teaching, how important it is, and they have not been able to see the skills that I have used throughout the years. I've not been able to teach them how to deal with our children and any child for that matter. So it is a shame that we do not have more blacks going into education. So I think that we need to identify children when they are young as teachers. Identify them young, and we as teachers can see how children act when they're young and see perhaps if they would make good teachers. So I think we need to do more in identifying teachers when our children are young.
All right. We have any other educators on there, Bernice? Go ahead. Go ahead.
Ms. Williams?
Yes.
This is Joy.
Go ahead, Joy.
We have Ms. Adams.
Yes.
And she would be maybe one of the ideal teachers. As we say, get the youth back into it. Are you still with us, Tysika?
Yes, I'm still here.
With
well,
you,
all right.
She, this young lady right here, she is an entrepreneur from the heart. She started.
Mm-hmm.
She started out with her own cosmetology business that she still owns today, and it has grown to a very nice place to visit. It's called This and That. At the same time, though, this young lady returned to school, and she is now teaching entrepreneurship training at one of our VOTECs. She returned to school. She got her undergraduate in business administration. She also has her MBA from the University of Central Oklahoma. So let us hear it from the younger folks' mouths how she
All
made
right.
the decision to go into education. Would you
All right.
share that with us, Tysika?
Well, basically, my whole approach to the education system is based on exactly what we are talking about, and the demographics of the students I teach are mostly African American, and I am trying to instill the importance of entrepreneurship to them. What I'm finding is that a lot of the students are not exposed to these things. Being right here in the state of Oklahoma, I will say 90% of my students, they were completely unaware that there was ever an actual Black Wall Street where there were multiple entrepreneurs, a community that we were able to thrive and operate within our own system. And so those are the types of things that I try to expose them to. I mean, higher education as well, because I believe in that, and showing them what it takes to recognize certain opportunities, how to take advantage of those opportunities, and how to build business around those opportunities.
All right. Now, let me ask Gina Baker, who is in a completely different field. Do you see any young people trying to get into your profession, Gina?
No, not too many young people, no.
So nobody's trying to get into finance and helping people with their taxes and so forth?
I mean, I haven't ran across any of them because, you know, I look for mentorship sometimes, but I think with that, it's like if it's no interest at home or they don't see any interest as far as how finances are kept, it seems like they don't really have an interest.
Now, we do a lot of financial literacy at my institution, but what is becoming more and more apparent, exactly what she said, if they don't see it, or if we don't have enough of us invested in the community or in our educational facilities so that these students are introduced and exposed to these things, then you're not going to see a lot of them have interest in pursuing them.
Right.
But at the same time, though, we have to get interested in ourselves. Our children don't hear very positive things about themselves. So they look to what they consider to be the top. Meaning, a teacher's profession it's not desirable, so to speak. It doesn't have that. They can't see the big picture. Because in order to be a physician, you have to be taught to be. So they need to know the fundamentals. We need to get back to the basics. And yes, it's going to start in the home and the desired level, but it has to start first with us, the parents. It has to start in the home, and it has to spread to the community. So some of us need to go back to the community.
Well, I think that
it's the hood. See, it took neighbor out of hood.
Right.
It's just the hood now. So if we don't be the hood, we're going to lose out.
Well, I think we need to find or try to create some sort of system that doesn't necessarily start in the home, because I think that that aspect of it has been so distorted and broken down. It's just a long, hard fight back to start saying things to start in the home. I think it is state law that students go to school, so my perspective is, until we get enough people that have, whether it's been successful in business, whether it's been successful in the financial industry, until we actually reach out to those students, we're going to see a deficiency.
Well, right
because
now,
unfortunately,
that is...
there's too many homes that are not equipped to position the students how they need to be positioned.
All right, now that we're going to take a short break here. I think I can figure this out, but this conversation is so good. But let's take this short break.
Natural Skincare by Karima with Shea Butter. We offer a great selection of 100% all-natural moisturizing creams for the face and body without preservatives. Also, check out our hair products. Order online and get them delivered to your home. Check out our new online shop at www.etsy.com. Search for Natural Skincare by KHB. For more information, visit us online at www.naturalskincarebykarima.com or email us at naturalskincarebykarima@gmail.com. Give us a call at 301-534-4475 or fax us at 240-318-3537. Try out our newest product, our Peppermint Foot Rub, for a luxurious feeling your feet won't forget.
All right, now we're back. Let's remember, call-ins are 657-383-1372. We have a great discussion going on tonight. We are the New Africa Business Association and the Black Wall Street USA. I think what you should understand that you can call the New Africa Business Association's telephone number. We got three of them now. Hold on. Here we go. 301-234-9090. 202-903-7278. And 516-847-2334. The email
can you repeat
is...
this?
Which one? Repeat it again? Number one.
The 657 number.
Okay, I'll repeat all of them very slowly. 202-903-7278. 301-234-9090. 516-207-9090 and 516-847-2334. Now we also
can
be reached.
Can you repeat the 657 number, the first number you gave?
Yes, 657-383-1372. That is to call on Wednesdays between 7 and 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Now, with the few minutes that we have left, and we've got wonderful people online, I'm going to go back through the roll call because I want people to say who they are and how they can be contacted. And I want to encourage everybody on here to join the New Africa Business Association and the Black Wall Street Association, because what we started out with Bernice, and she started from the very beginning, and we haven't even touched the brain. But we need children, and we need more young people to understand who we are about. We are about becoming a bigger family than what we are already. So let's start again with 405-812-8798. Ms. Adams.
Yes.
Go ahead. Give us your business and your contact information. We got to run through about 10 more people.
Okay, so my business is This and That Hair Studio, located in Midwest City, Oklahoma. It is a cosmetology service industry, and we basically do cosmetology services. I am also a licensed cosmetology instructor, so therefore there is opportunities for mentorships and for individuals to receive their state licensing through my organization.
And at some point in the near future, Ms. Adams, you're going to have a few more minutes to talk about whatever your subject is going to be. This and that sounds very good. Now we're going to go to our educator, 302-652-5836.
I do concerts featuring Black history, Black literature, Black poetry. I also do music programs for nursing homes.
And your full name is?
Celestine Light. Celestine, C-E-L-E-S-T-I-N-E. The last name is Light, spelled L-Y-G-H-T.
All right. Now, the one question I have for you, now you do the concerts. Do you have any of these things on tape? Do you sell any of your music or your productions?
I don't do any selling, but I do have some tapes, yes.
All right. We'll be talking to you. Maybe we'll put it on air. Thank you. All right.
Thank you. I would love to.
All right. We would love to have it, believe me. Is there
Thank
Shy?
You.
Shy, are you still with us?
I'm still here.
All right, and you can go ahead with your information about your gospel station.
Yes, ma'am, thank you. I'm Shy, host of Shiloh Radio. You can reach me on gospelradionation.com. That's gospelradionation.com, where we play all gospel all day, every day, and my show is Monday morning, 7 to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time. And also kyokradio.org, where we have Walt Baby Love, Jesse James, Donnie McKirklin, Erica Williams, Erica Campbell on there as well. If you would like to reach me, you can give me a call at 713-566-1228. That's 713-566-1228. Or you can email me at Shiloh, C-H-I-L-O, entertainment, spelled all the way out, at gmail.com. I would love to have some of these conversations on my radio show. Like the teachers, that's a great conversation, because I think one of the things is that kids have no trust in the teachers these days, and so why would you want to be something you have no trust in? And that's a conversation we can definitely have.
Well, we're going to have all these conversations on your show, our show. We got to expand. And remember, again, we want you to join New Africa Business Association and the Black Wall Street. We are a team. We're going to be a bigger family. Now, is it Rahima? I might be messing up the names, but please forgive me. I'm trying to get everybody in. 539-867. Rahima, are you still with us?
I'm still here, and I want to emphasize that we are planning the Black Wall Street USA along with Black Wall Street America, Black Wall Street, the new Black Wall Street in Oklahoma. We're planning a Black Wall Street continual remembrance pilgrimage for the 2019-21 race massacre. In 2021. And so I want to talk later on about how everybody can assist and plan to be here. If the country is open, we can plan to be here and really get this Black Wall Street concept reverberating again.
All right. We will try to do the best we can with that, and we want to help you. Give us your contact information real quick for us.
918-814-2034 is my phone number, and that's all I can do right now.
All right, that's okay. 405-721-885.
Yes, this is Joyce.
Joyce.
and in continuing what Sister Rahima was saying, we would like for everyone from the New African Business Association, Black Wall Street USA, to join us in having a time capsule.
All right.
That day, yes, and we're going to come up with you guys assistance, when would be, how long do we want it to be out? Do we want it 50 years, 75, 100? How long do we want it to be before it's open? But we would like for all you guys to have something, even what we're talking about tonight, something that we could put into the time capsule.
All right. Thank you, Joyce. Billy Parker? Are you still there? Okay. Let's go to now Larry Smith. For a few. Can you give us your contact information? And Pastor Smith, we will have you on here to talk about what you're doing with your transition center at another date.
Okay, my name is Larry, Pastor Larry Smith, and the name of my facility is Reclaiming the Lost. My number is 832-816-8902 here in Houston, Texas.
Reclaiming the Lost, that is beautiful. That is beautiful. All right, Joyce. Bernice, I'm going to get back to you, but I got two more because I want to thank you, Bernice, personally for opening up this discussion in such a powerful way. Okay, Gina Baker, Financial Baker Finances, Financial Services. Come on, Gina. They need you.
Yeah, I'm Gina Baker, Baker Financial Services. Like I said, I do accounting, bookkeeping and taxes, and I really specialize in trying to help the small businesses. Right now I'm out here trying to save some of them and trying to save some of them to continue business, you know, because some of them really are struggling with their financial picture. So I'm trying to save them if I can.
I know you will. Let me just introduce myself again, and in the future, let you hear what I'm going to talk about over and over and over again, because it's important. It's important, but I want to start with these words. I will bless you abundantly and make your descendants as countless as the stars in the sky and the sand of the seashore. And in your descendants, all the nations of the earth shall find blessing. Now, that is from the book of Genesis. But my point is, that was our Heavenly Father saying, I will take care of you. I am an attorney. I write and I specialize in probate, wills, and estate law. And right now, with this problem that we have with health, this virus, and just in general, we should be thinking about those estate documents that we don't have. We don't have a last will and testament. We don't have a power of attorney for finances. We don't have a health care power of attorney. After we get through looking at what we don't have, we have not done our financial planning, and that's just about Bilal Bynum's area, financial planning. We have all these things ready for you and all these experts to talk to you. You heard the first expert, not the last expert. You heard Bernie Swan, who talked about the beginning of how we start to educate our children. I don't know what I'm hearing in the background, but something's going on. Bernice, again, I want to thank you for allowing us to listen to your introduction. But I want to close out, we're not closed yet, but I want to close out with you talking a little more about your purpose and your message tonight. Because we appreciate it. We do.
Thank you very much. Actually, I wanted to address Mr. Bynum because your question on the 90% white teachers, since I'm doing a continued series, and it's about many aspects of the series. By the time I'm finished with this, it'll be quite a big book, believe me. But you've heard just the first part of it. I have addressed those things you've said, and I have addressed why I want to deal with those separately. For example, starting with the beginning of how our children get educated. If we wait until the children are ready for preschool, or it's too late in terms of what you have done to that child's brain and focus on what they are learning, that is too late. You're putting too much burden on someone else, and that's why I brought those things in tonight. We'll continue on that particular aspect of things. It starts so much earlier, as you can see tonight. Now, in talking about the 90% white teachers, you're going to get what 90% of those white teachers know. Good stuff, but it's not what our children need. For example, I often say, when you read to the child, talk about reading earlier, you do not read to our children Little Red Riding Hoodlum, because that's what the child is. She's a hoodlum. And so you have to watch what you feed your children. You do not read to them about Jack and the Beanstalk, because Jack is also another criminal. He and his mom, co-conspirators, you don't feed your children that stuff. It's poison. I'll talk about that in future presentations. Little Red Riding Hood, all of that stuff. Look at the three little pigs. Be careful with that and how one feeds on the other, takes advantage of the other, haphazardly runs their lives and then depend on somebody else to pick up the pieces. We got to be careful what we're introducing to our children early on and quality of what we're telling those kids. Now, one thing I did want to say is, from the aspect of formal education, yes, and I hope to bring my daughter in eventually as one of my co-presenters, because she is on the collegiate level, and so we together can partner with everybody to get that child ready early on for looking on things far ahead, like you talked about careers. Careers start when the child is walking around, fooling around with blocks, and they don't even know it, but we do. We'll talk about those things. We'll talk a bit about Afrocentric versus Eurocentric learning, and then I'll give it back to you, dear.
Hold on, I've got some feedback, and I don't know where this noise is coming, but I need everybody to try to hold off on it right now. We okay, but I can hear some papers or something moving around. I'm sorry, Bernice, go ahead. I wanted everybody to hear what you had to say. You wanted to introduce your daughter. Go ahead.
I want to deal with when we talk about the 90% white teachers, it's not that they aren't going to present some good to the children, but unfortunately they're going to present it from pretty much a Eurocentric standpoint. So it's up to us as being the advocates for our children to make sure they're not being just fed Eurocentrism, but Afrocentrism in the learning environment, and we can't expect Eurocentric people to know our Afrocentric perspectives. So that's where our continuum and focusing on our children go. Now, if the parent is not savvy enough to do that, that's where the village comes in. And so I'm going, in one of my presentations, I talk about the positive village, not that negative one, because everybody who looks like us is not of our village. So we've got to make sure that that becomes a focus to embrace our children in a positive way for learning. But anyway, so much, and I know you're going to have to close out soon. Thank you for the opportunity,
yes.
And I'm looking forward to the rest of the presentations. But to contact me if you have questions, it would be Lifetime Associates, that is all in lowercase letters and one word. That's Lifetime Associates at yahoo.com. If you want to call me at my business number, that is 302-836 1719. Again, thanks, Ms. Williams. I appreciate it being on.
Oh, thank you for your presentation. Now, we got just a few seconds left. Did I miss anybody out there that you have something? Did you want to introduce yourself and was not able to because I did not recognize you? Anybody out there that would like to say hello that didn't get a chance to say hello? All right. Now, anybody have any questions?
Yes, Ms. Williams, if you would.
Go ahead.
We have a couple more moments. Again, this is Bilal Bynum, the a director of Black Wall Street and also the CEO of New Africa Business Associates. Brothers and sisters, and all of you that are out here on the station tonight, this is an exceed. When it comes to business, I don't care what profession you're in, you're in business. This is what I mean about taking our businesses back to our black community. It makes no difference whether you're opening up a store or whether you're a teacher, you're a doctor, you're a nurse. Our community needs your professionalism. I can go back as a child, and I was raised up under a system of discrimination in the state of Delaware. But in Sussex County, Delaware, and saying that that's part of the rural area. But because we had all of our black professionals in our communities at that time, they hadn't integrated somewhere else. I learned a multitude of lessons before I got into a high school diplomas, college, or the military, or what have you. It's what I learned in my community because we had so many professionals in the communities. Brothers and sisters, we got to take our talents and open businesses back in our direct communities. And those of you who didn't get a chance to speak tonight, we're going to be around for a long time. You're going to hear from every last one of you in these conversations, so don't be disappointed. Just continue to join us. And so, again, I thank you. Ms. Williams, I'm going to turn it back over to you for closing.
Oh, thank you so much. Look, this has been a great evening with you. I mean, all of you and all the listeners, this is just the beginning of something big. I get so excited when I think about it. I wanted to say personally, I missed everybody last Wednesday, and I apologize. But in my last minute and a half, let me just say, make sure that you call us on Wednesday between 7 and 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at 657-38-1372. Make sure that you contact the New Africa Business Association.com, and that is NEWAFRICABUSIESSASSC.com. That's a long one, but just abbreviated association. I am going to let you know, and we're going to close out with a little bit of Choice of Colors.
If you had a choice of colors, which one would you choose, my brothers? If there was no day or night, which would you prefer to be right? How long have you hated your white teacher?
Bynum & Associates Financial Planning and Insurance. Immediate annuities.
Retirees, roll over your 401ks, TSPs, and pension plans into an immediate annuity. It will pay you a monthly income for life guaranteed. Please contact me for a free income quote today at Bynum & Associates. We'll professionally mind your business. Visit us online at www.BynumAssociatesInsurance.com or give us a call at 202-288-5660 or 301-234-9090.